Cybersecurity and the battle to maintain it has entered a new phase. Autonomous machines are capable of writing malicious code, only to be discovered and neutralized by white hat machines, also operating on their own. A recent challenge sponsored by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency pitted three company teams, each fielding autonomous bug-hunting machines. The winner was a Pittsburgh company called 4All Secure. And joining me with more on how it all works, Tyler Nicewander, 4All Secure's bidirectional engineer. Tyler, good to have you on.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, what is a bidirectional engineer? It sounds like a train that goes up and down the tracks.
That's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek joke. So I do both reverse engineering, so trying to look at programs and take them and understand how they work, as well as normal forward engineering, I guess. So building systems like our autonomous reasoning system. So I kind of do both forward and reverse engineering.
Tell us what the contest, the DARPA challenge, was trying to accomplish. What were you doing in that room?
Sure. So the idea of this contest was basically try to see how well a computer system can work automatically with no human interaction, trying to take software, identify bugs, patch those bugs, and at the same time even exploit those bugs on other systems.
So it sounds almost like an application of machine learning in real time.
Yeah, so there's a bit of different concepts like machine learning, a lot of program analysis and things like that.
These are entirely software creations, right? It doesn't really matter what the hardware is.
Yeah, so the way this contest was created, every team that was participating got the same set of hardware. And so that way, you know, it wasn't like one team outspent another and just bought more hardware. It was everyone had the same platform to work on. And it was purely a contest of who could write the best software.
So I guess a better comparison would be it was almost like a contest of robots.
Yeah, exactly.
And autonomy means that there's no clicking intervention by the programmers or the engineers that develop these programs.
Yep, that's correct. So, I mean, during the competition, for example, our system had a blip and we wanted to try to reboot it or something. And that wasn't allowed because we're not allowed to do any interaction whatsoever. No humans could touch them, even reboot them or flip a switch. It was just kind of turned on and then stepped back and we had to watch.
And how long did a particular episode run before? What was the end result of these two autonomous systems going at one another?
So there are actually seven total systems that were all competing kind of all together in this little in this competition. And it lasted about 10 hours. So just from the morning all the way until the evening, they were working on this. And at the end, our system was the first place system.
And so what did your system do specifically to achieve first place? Sounds like a cage match.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, there are a few different parts. So the first is we're given software and we have to automatically find vulnerabilities in it. So some of the software, it's modeled after real world things like you know, email servers or web servers or things like that. And some of the vulnerabilities are modeled after kind of popular vulnerabilities, like the ones that were used to infect computers for Stuxnet or Heartbleed bug that a lot of people are familiar with. And so they kind of gave examples of these written in new software, and our system was able to automatically detect that the bug was there, create an exploit for it, so be able to demonstrate that this is a real software security issue on another system. And at the same time, it was able to patch its own system so that if you tried to, you know, get sensitive data off or try to take over the system, you couldn't.
We're speaking with Tyler Nicewander. He is a bidirectional engineer for the DARPA Challenge winner 4All Secure. And so how does this all add up to practical application? What was DARPA trying to do here in the grand sense?
So there's a couple things. So the first is when you think of the world of cybersecurity right now, there's maybe thousands or tens of thousands of people that are really qualified to look at software. But the issue is we're not slowing down with how much software we write. So we're getting kind of this mountains of code that no one has time to look over. And so one of DARPA's thoughts was, wouldn't it be great if instead of having humans that had to look over every single piece of code, you could instead have machines that could handle some of this automatically for you. And so if we were able to get to that point where machines could kind of just offload all the work from humans, then we wouldn't have to worry so much about scaling up all our cybersecurity experts.
This has been something of a holy grail, at least for 30 years, right, as a way of automating the discovery of bugs in software coding?
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's not just something that DARPA's wanted. It's our own research group has been working on this for about a decade as well. It's definitely a very lofty and high goal. And yeah, it's hard to totally replace humans, certainly.
But did the challenge show that we are closer to that capability of autonomous bug hunting?
Yeah, we're definitely not at the point where, you know, as someone who works in cybersecurity, I can just kind of sit back and watch a computer work. But we're definitely showing that we're a lot farther along than many people thought. And so the whole point of this competition was just to push people to work a little bit further and at the same time try to understand exactly what these machines were capable of today. And I think it surprised a lot of people.
And how does bug hunting cross over into cybersecurity vulnerability hunting?
So if you want to find vulnerabilities, the first step is finding bugs. And some of these bugs may be exploitable in the sense that the bug can lead to a software security issue. And so if you're very good at bug hunting, then you can find lots of bugs and some fraction of them will be software security issues. So they kind of, they go hand in hand.
So can you, where in the chain of IT, if you will, do you see autonomous bug hunters living, or do they live in the pre-production, pre-compiling stage?
So there's a few different places. So yeah, so certainly one of the places is we'd hope that developers would use systems like this in order to check their software before they actually ship it to customers. And so that way, you know, you kind of nip it right in the bud before it becomes an issue. But the other place is potentially, you know, consumers who aren't able to, who don't have the skills to check their software for bugs, or IT shops who have, you know, lots of software that they can't possibly vet, could take some autonomous system like this and run it on all the software that they have. And it can, you know, fix some of the bugs, maybe not quite as well as a human, but it'll fix some of the bugs that they have and make them a little more secure, as well as warn them ahead of time about problems that they may have in the near term.
Could it someday live in firewalls and other network appliances, maybe looking for incoming software that might be anomalous?
Yeah, I mean, all of this is sort of, I mean, everything's kind of on the table, and that's all kind of the one goal that we're all working towards.
Tyler Nicewander is a bi-directional engineer for DARPA Challenge winner for All Secure. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.